missions with you guys. But let's pray first. Father, we just come before you, and Lord, we're so excited about what you're doing, Lord, here in this fellowship. Lord, we travel the world, and we come back to this place, and we just can't believe how blessed we are. Lord, it's amazing. We have so much. Lord, we can go to throw a rock almost in any direction and hit a good Bible teaching church. Lord, to turn on the radio, and there's just an abundance of good Bible teaching. And Lord, we get to be in the best Bible teaching church in the whole place, Lord, with our pastor here. And Lord, we're so filled and full. We get fed so well here. And Lord, you tell us to whom much is given, much is required. And so, Lord, we should be out there just giving out your word, Lord, in abundance to those that are lost. There's a world that's dying to hear about you out there. And so, Lord, tonight we pray that you would bless, that you would anoint, Lord, this time. Baptize us with the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to be able to absorb, to be challenged, to be, Lord, for you to be exalted. Lord, for us to be encouraged to get out there and be busy about your business and be doers of your word, Lord, and not just hearers. Lord, so we just ask right now that you'd bless tonight, Lord, those that are going to be coming up speaking, they don't even know who they are yet. And Lord, they're going to be up here in a few minutes sharing what you did in Russia and in Germany. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would just anoint tonight, that your Holy Spirit would just fill us up, Lord, and that you would get all the glory and honor for what you're going to do tonight. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight, you guys. We're going to be showing you some pictures. We had, in August, we had a team go out, a youth team, very exciting, go out to Herborn, Germany. And so they're going to be coming up and sharing, and then right after that, we just had a team come back. Today is the 27th, right? 2 days ago, Monday afternoon, we just got back from Russia, from St. Petersburg, Russia. And if you were here on Sunday, you saw Pastor Jack's update on video, which was very awesome. And we'll get to share some pictures, and we're going to have about 8 or 10 of the people that went on these trips come up and speak with you and tell them what God did in their lives. So without taking up any more time, if Shad and Joey, our youth pastor, Joey's our junior high pastor, and Shad is around here somewhere. I know he has a white shirt on. Shad is our high school pastor, and they're going to be sharing what God did.
Well, first of all, we just want to thank you guys for your prayers. As we're out in the field, we really feel you guys' prayers and your support. We want to thank you, parents, for lending us your kids and taking them out over across halfway across the world to be able to share the gospel with people who need to hear about Jesus. Let me do this really quick. Let me have the whole German team stand up. Can you guys stand up? Everybody that went to Germany, can you guys stand up? Look around you. Well, most of them are over here, I guess. These are mostly all youth that went on this trip. You guys can sit down, and I'm going to call up those that are going to share tonight. Can I get Jackie Clark, Caitlin Fox? You guys come up and stand up on the stage right behind me here. John Gleason, Greg Ganaji, Jeffrey Johnston, Amanda Sheehan, Brian Smith, and Megan Torok. And one of the things, you know, that we're hoping will happen with you guys, come on right up here behind me. One of the things that we're hoping that will happen tonight is you guys see the faces of these kids and you guys realize they're ordinary kids. You know, there's not some special halo floating over their heads. They're no different than you guys. But they signed up for a mission trip and they were willing to see what God was going to do. So can I have you guys turn in your Bibles really quick to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. What I love about the Bible is it's filled with ordinary people just like you and I. The one difference maybe between some of them and us is maybe the willingness in our own lives to go out and to do what God's called us to do. I remember my first missions trip, I just said, okay, God, I'm going to sign up. And I kind of thought, you know, as the youth pastor, I should take my own counsel as I'm telling the kids, sign up and just see what God's going to do. So I signed up for one of the missions trips down to Cabo and just said, okay, Lord, whatever you're going to do, you're going to do. I never thought I would end up going on a missions trip. And then the Lord took me down there and changed my life. But our theme verse here in Acts 1:8 for missions quite often here is this. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And one thing I want to point out about this verse, you may say, well, wait a minute, I'm not an evangelist. You know, God hasn't called me to be a Greg Laurie. Well, maybe God hasn't called you to be a Greg Laurie, but God has called you to be a witness. Notice it says that you shall be witnesses. And you can go ahead and cross out the you there and just go ahead and write your name into that spot, because God's calling you to go into your community and to be an example of Jesus Christ. Just as the moon reflects the sun, you are to reflect Jesus Christ. When you guys get up out of this building tonight and you walk out those doors, every door on the outside of this church has a sticker above it, and it says you are now entering the mission field. And God doesn't say, hey, come in, get fed, get filled, so you can go back home and sit on your couch and watch TV. God says, get up, come to church, get fed, which you guys are getting fed awesomely with the Word of God, so that you can get back up, go back out into the world with Jesus Christ beaming from your face. And so people will around you will look at you and say, why are you different? Why are you different? What is it about you that makes your life so special? Why do you have this joy? And you can tell them, well, let me tell you, because of Jesus Christ. So behind me are some wonderful kids. We picked a few. We wish we could have them all come up here tonight. They're going to share with you in a minute about what God's done in their life. One of their verses I thought of tonight, real quick, before we get into showing you some pictures, there's a verse in Corinthians that talks about us all being a different part of the body. And the thing is, Paul said, what if the eye should say, you know what, because I'm not the foot, I'm not going to go. What if some in this body say, well, you know what, I'm not going to do it. Hey, let the pastors do it. Let the kids do it. But I'm not going to do it. You know, you guys got here because both of your feet were working, right? You got here because your hands could open doors and turn car keys and all that kind of stuff. What if your hand one day just said, you know what, that's it. I'm sick and tired of being part of your body. I'm not going to do what you want me to do. Or your foot says, hey, you know what, I don't feel like working today. You would be in a problem, wouldn't you? You would have a problem. You'd have a big problem because your body needs to do what your brain tells it to do. But if one part of your body says, nah, I ain't doing it today, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And the same way God has called every single one of you sitting in this room, that you call yourself a believer, a born-again believer, God has called you to be an example. So let this all be an encouragement to you tonight. This is not a rebuke coming down on you and putting you down for not, but just an encouragement to say, do it, go, be a part of the Great Commission, because you're missing out if you're not. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because we're all normal, ordinary people. I'm just as scared to stand up here in front of all of you as maybe you would be to come up here and stand in front of all these people. We're all cut from the same mold. We're all people. We're all sinners at the core. But we encouraged the kids, and they went and did it, and so we want to encourage you guys tonight. So with that, I'm going to turn the mic over to Joey, and Joey's going to share some of the pictures that you guys are going to see up on the screen in a moment. God bless you guys.
All right. Well, we want to show you some pictures so you can kind of get a glimpse of what happened. This is our missionaries, Edmund and Martha Cornell. This is actually on our day off in France, but it's kind of funny to show a picture of them in France. But we had an awesome opportunity to minister to a family that has made this, we call it the Calvary Hof. We actually got to name it, the Calvary Hof, where we got to stay and do our devotions and everything. And they're non-believers, but they saw the love of Jesus shine through these kids. Pastor Shadrach and I had the opportunity to teach at the church at Calvary Chapel Herborn, there in Germany on the Sunday morning when we were there, and it was a communion service, and God just did a radical work. People got saved that morning, that evening, and the body was definitely edified. The next picture is going to be just youth out on the streets. This is in a city called Gießen, and it's quite a ways away. There's a huge mall outside, and the kids just went up from person to person to person sharing. Obviously, that's one of our youth on the ride, and we had the German interpreters there, again, from Calvary Chapel Herborn, their youth group, our youth group, coming together, going out onto the streets, just boldly sharing the gospel. Some of the teams and groups, as you can see, would meet with a group of people, and they'd be with them sometimes for half an hour, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 2 hours, just sitting down, sharing the love of Christ, sharing the gospel. And again, this is a day in Gießen, in a city close to Herborn. This is an interesting picture because one of our groups is walking by another group, and they were just joking around and saying, do you speak English? And then they're laughing. And then one of the guys in that last picture said, I speak English. So they're like, they turned around and they just started sharing with them. Both of them accepted the Lord. And so that was just radical, just a goofing moment just passing by. People got saved. This is in downtown Herborn at a bus stop. This is our first day. David and Jeff just out there sharing at a local bus stop. Herborn is a really small village. They call it a village. And these were our first days out in the streets there in Herborn, just sharing the love of Christ. We also had an opportunity to bless the church. and to have a work day. And the kids labored all day cleaning up, clearing out Edmund and Martha. I wish they were here, but they just said they cleared out so much stuff, stuff like we'd never seen. These next pictures are just us being able to play soccer with the youth locally there at this local lake. It was a perfect day because we had pushed the team so hard. They'd been up early to out late, so sometimes early in the morning, and they'd get up, and then the Saturday was a day to just kick back at the lake and just hang out. We had a youth conference there, and that's what these following pictures are. And kids just worshiping, being able to teach God's word. To have a youth conference there and to share the love of Christ, focusing on the theme was looking unto Jesus. And we had workshops on worship, on prayer, looking unto Jesus in worship, looking unto Jesus in prayer, looking unto Jesus in purity, looking unto Jesus in the word. And this just doesn't happen there in Germany. And so it's very common for us here in Southern California, but out there it's not common. And all the kids that came to this conference broke into these different groups, whatever topic they wanted to go to. And they were able to hear just Jesus being declared all day long. Shadrach wrapped up the night of the conference, and God just poured out His Spirit. It was an awesome time. This is some of the friendships with our youth and their youth outside the youth conference. The hall there that was locally there in Herborn. These are some of the youth from the team that got to share our last evening there. We did a share night there in Germany. Now we're here in our hometown. And they were able to share what God did and just to encourage the body there, that God is working there in Herborn. And it's awesome to be back with you guys, but it's awesome. I mean, it's hard to not be out there, you know, just talking to the people because God just did a radical work. The following are some pictures of just the fruit. These are some of the people, the guys and girls. John Terry there with a group of guys and this girl that he'd been ministering to, him and Edmund Jr., the youth pastor. These are two girls that we met with probably a total of almost 15 hours just sharing with them, spending our lives with them, giving our lives, and they both accepted the Lord, which is radical. These two kids are local kids in Herborn and Herborn Silbach, and Jeffrey, our youngest guy, and he's going to come share. He shared with them, and they started coming every single day with us everywhere we went. And this is a kid that's in a local city called Dillenburg, and God's just been working in his life. His family is Muslim, but he's been coming to Jesus, and so that's radical. He actually came to the Lord last year, and he was again there this year. That's our group shot again there on our day off in France. And that's the last of the pictures, just to let you know. God did an amazing work of his Spirit. And leading the team, I was really humbled, and I told this to the team. I told this, we had a reunion the other day, and I just said, I didn't deserve to lead this team. This would have been a team perfect for Pastor Jeff or Pastor Jack. Not one complaint, not one division, not any bickering, not any crying, nothing. Nothing happened that Satan could come in. As he would try to come in from the outside or from within, it's like we had a match and we'd blow it out. Because he had no opportunity. This team was the best youth mission team. I know you always hear that. But they were truly the best missions team ever. We pushed them so hard, and they just kept going and going and going. And just being out late, we had a hot spot at McDonald's. We went to the McDonald's many nights, not to eat. Well, we ate there a lot too. But not to eat, but to share the gospel out in the parking lot and inside. And we just sit down, and other people would come and sit down with us. Just that's how it is there. And we'd share the gospel with them, and God just would always do these divine appointments. I'm going to end my time in sharing this verse, and then the youth will come up. It says in 1 Thessalonians 2:7-8, "But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children, so affectionately longing for you. We were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us." And that's what we were able to do. Not only give the gospel, the good news of salvation of Jesus Christ coming to the, you know, to earth and dying on the cross, but we were able to give our lives because it's a little village, because it's a little city. If you look in the Germany map, Herborn's not on the map. I mean, it is. But Germans don't even know about Herborn. It's this little tiny village, and yet God is pouring out His Spirit. So before the youth come up, please pray for Calvary Chapel Herborn. Please ask the Lord to stir your heart for Germany, because God's doing a work. And we were able to share the gospel and our lives with the people there, with the Germans there. And God's doing a new work there in Herborn. Pray for Edmund and Martha. They're actually going to be out. I'm going to give them a little plug. The Missions Fellowship is having something next Tuesday night, and they're going to be here, and they're going to share at it. So come Tuesday night and hear our missionaries come and share what God's doing there in Germany. So let's have Greg.
I'm going to go last.
Oh, you're going to go last. Amanda, come on up first and come share what the Lord did.
I didn't even know I was going to come up, so I'm pretty much unprepared, and I didn't think Joey would pick on me twice in one night, so I'm going to try to just do my best. The missions trip, this was my first missions trip, and I had a blast. Like, I signed up, and my parents were like, oh, well, you might not want to go, like, just keep praying about it. I'm like, okay, and like, the Lord had told me I want to go, so I'm like, this is sweet and whatever. And then the night before, my mom tells me, oh, like, we've decided if Joey calls you tomorrow, you can go. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, that is insane. Like, and then Joey, like, my friends got called at noon, and I got called, like, at 4. So I was, like, freaking out, like, totally having a moment and whatever. But my mom knows. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I haven't been called and whatever. But and then, like, it hit me 2 weeks before we were going, like, dude, I'm going to Germany. Like, this is insane. Like, and we were on the plane, and we met some of the Germans, and then, like, I was just sharing the gospel the next day with my friend, and I was like, dude, like, we're in Germany. This is, like, a German lamppost and whatever, and just the Lord just started to work, like, Amanda, you're in Germany, and I'm like, this is psycho. Like, I've always wanted to go to somewhere, like, far out, like, Africa or China, but, like, now I've just seen how lost Europe is. Like, you just look at, like, the billboards that they have and the movies that the kids watch, like, and the music that they listen to, and it's just, like, insane, like, so different than here, and the drinking age there is, like, 16, and so you see kids, like, that are younger than your translator that are just drinking a beer in the middle of the day, like, just, this is weird and whatever, and the smoking age, they have the vending machines there, and so kids are always smoking, everybody smokes there, and it's, you just see how lost they truly are, and it was just so cool to see, like, how the Lord just unified the Germans and the Americans, and I didn't hear one story. I haven't heard one story of a person that hasn't gotten along with their translator or with somebody in the team. Like, sure, like, we might not like this person the most or whatever, but, like, we deal with them. And, like, our translators were always a perfect match for us. And it was just so cool to see the Lord and the Lord work. And it was just, you know, you come here back here and you feel almost guilty because you're like, wow, this is, like, I feel so bad now because I was just out there and my German friends were just sharing with these people that are in their village, and I can't share with my best friend that I've known for 7 years or whatever. And it's just so cool to see the people worshiping there, because you're worshiping in English, and they're sitting behind you worshiping in German, and yet you're worshiping the same God, and just to see how the Lord is, like, so ultimate and whatever. And sometimes all the songs are translated into German, so we're trying to sing the songs in German with, like, our really bad German. So it was just so cool to see what the Lord was doing, and he just totally did a work there, and yeah, it was really cool.
Hello, my name is John Gleason. This was my first mission trip, and God did many great things. We would be here all night if everyone just came up and told all the things that God did, but I think the most profound thing that God did in my life happened on the last day. It was at the end of the day where we all gathered in the square by this fountain to go back to the vans, and my group got back a little bit early. So we're just kind of hanging out, and then I see this old man, and I think the Lord just prompted me to talk to him. Me and my translator prayed real quick, then we approached this old man sitting on the bench. We just started a small talk, like, hey, we're from America, stuff like that. And we began to share the gospel, and right away his demeanor totally changed. He talked about he was in World War II, he was a POW, and just you know, he was very his heart was very hard, just because of things that happened in war, and I could tell he was very just scarred by this, and he didn't understand how, if there is a God, he could let these things happen. But we really didn't get to talk that long to him because he left kind of upset. And And that in itself, I think, really changed my life. This man could quite possibly go to hell. I mean, that's a very real possibility. Hell is real. And, you know, often in the Christian community, we don't really, you know, talk about hell that often, you know. It's not really a fun subject to talk about. But I don't know how that affects you, but it affected me very profoundly. Hell is real, and, you know, people around us are dying. And, you know, I hope, you know, that causes you to see the world differently as now I do. Just like walking around, you know, I see people as a soul, not only as a body, but that they have an eternal destination. I just encourage you to examine yourself, you know, as, you know, it took me a trip, you know, to Europe to find this out. So I pray that it doesn't, you know, take that for you also. But be encouraged. Trust God, and He's faithful, you know, to help you. So, yeah, thanks.
Hey, my name's Brian Smith, and this was my first missions trip, but it's kind of interesting because when I signed up, it was like I didn't even want to go to Germany. I just felt that God was calling me to Germany, and God has instilled a heart for Muslims within me. So once I heard that there are lots of Muslims in Germany, I was thinking, oh, great, I can talk to all these Muslims, you know? And I get there, and I talk to, like, two. And so, God really showed me that He has called all people, you know, and that just like Paul said, I've become all things to all men, you know, that I don't just need to be going out looking for the Muslim person, but also for everyone at school, everyone in Germany, just anyone I see. Also, he really showed me how really powerful he is, and it just kind of hit me. One day, Joey went to, I think it was Gießen, and he took a lot of translators with him. And we had, like I think it was, like, five translators for, like, eight groups of four people. And so I was starting to get bitter in my heart, thinking Joey's stealing all the translators, you know? And so, you know, then David Axe, one of the leaders, just reminded me, hey, God's powerful. He'll bring English speakers. And we just prayed right there. The first guy we met, his name's Joe. And he just spoke perfect English, you know? And also he showed me that I'm not there to save people. He wants to use me to just plant a seed. While I was in Germany, he didn't use me to save anyone, but I know that good seeds were planted because that man, Joe, 3 days later, he said he wouldn't be in Herborn. He was in Herborn. He came running back up to us and asking us questions. So it was just awesome to see the fruit that God has been producing. So thank you.
I just want to forewarn you guys, we're running over in time. We need to hurry up, so we're going to end up cutting a couple of our kids off so that we have time for the rush. I know. We want the Russia team to be able to come up and share as well. So we're just going to have probably one or two more kids, just to let you guys know if you wonder why the other ones are walking off the stage. So.
Hi, I'm Jeff, and I got picked for the Germany team. It was pretty awesome. When we're there, like, I didn't think the Lord was going to use me, but He did. Me and David Axe, one day we were just, like, waiting at the supermarket, and these two kids walked out, and we shared with them, and they got saved, and we had these flyers for the youth conference, and we handed it to them, so they came to the youth conference, and they brought, like, four of their friends, and we played soccer and all that, and then they ended up coming to church, asking questions, and they wanted to meet with us again. And the four of their friends got saved also. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, that's it.
Hi, I'm Megan, and I absolutely hate doing this. This was my first overseas mission trip. And God just really smacked me upside the head. The first night, we were sharing at McDonald's, and I went with a couple other of the people from our team, and we went and we talked to these two teenage boys, and they didn't want to hear about the gospel. They just wanted to talk to us, and so we just sat there for a couple hours and just talked to them and just kind of hung out with them. And then after we went home, the people that I went with, you know, they felt really, like, discouraged, like, okay, we didn't really get to share the gospel with them. That was pointless to just talk to them. And we gave them a youth conference flyer, but we didn't really think that they were going to come. So all week we were kind of just discouraged about, like, our first night sharing. And Friday came around when we had to go to the youth conference. And the last, like, session of the youth conference, they walked in, and it was just, like, I just couldn't believe that they were there. And God just really smacked me upside the head and said, you know, you think that what you're doing is so useless, but, like, he can use it for anything. And, like, we don't know what he's going to do with what we're doing. And if we're just faithful to go and to talk to people and to do what he's calling us to do, then he can just do amazing things.
Hi, I'm Jackie, and this was my fourth missions trip. And on this missions trip, I was like, oh, man, God, you want to use me more? What more could I do for you? And I went on this trip just praying like crazy. And believe me, we felt all your prayers. And on our last day, I was with a translator, Leah, and, you know, she didn't really know English that well, and she was kind of scared, and I was kind of scared because it was just us two together because I had got separated from my group. And so we just prayed for boldness, and I just had this overwhelming peace knowing that someone, you know, in the 15-minute slots is praying for us, and that, you know, God was going to be amazing. And that day, it was kind of weird in a way, but there was this bench, and, like, we'd walk around, we'd just talk to people, and they'd be like, no, God, we don't want to talk about him. And on this bench, just every person we talked to that day accepted Christ. And I was just totally blown away. I was like, God, there's this bench, and you're using this bench, I guess. But but it was just amazing, and I just want to encourage all of you to get involved in missions, whether it's through prayer or going through the call or even sharing with the person you're sitting next to at work or at school or whatever, or, you know, just praying, or even those of you who help financially or those of you who have been on mission trip, it's just amazing. So I just want to encourage you all to get involved, whether signing up or financially helping or praying or whatever. So, yeah, thanks.
Okay, I got to talk quick. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I did not want to go on this trip, and when Joey saw me the first day of sign-ups, he said, you got to sign up, and I said, I'm a sender, not a goer. But I signed up anyway, and for about 2 months, I kept saying, well, I don't want to go. God's going to have to change my heart, and it was cool. By the time I got on that plane, he had changed my heart. He also did some other things that built my faith before we even went. It was awesome to see him work, but I'm not going to share that. What I'm going to share real quick was really awesome for me. I sometimes became the enforcer of making kids do dishes and clean up and stuff because it wasn't my responsibility. It fell on David Axe, but he was getting wary of constantly telling him. One day we were at the church, and I went and got a bunch of kids and told them, you guys have to go do dishes. And they didn't want to, but they went. They always went willingly, and that was awesome. They're all there, and they're cleaning. In the back, no one could see them, and I left for a few minutes. I came back, and when I came back, they were just praying. I don't know what happened, why they were praying. They never told me. I didn't ask, but they were praying. When they got done, they just continued to do what they were doing, which is cleaning dishes. It really touched me, though, because I realized my attitude. I've been bitter and cynical as we get older because we see how bad the world's getting. They gave me hope. These guys right here and the other ones that were there, these are the people that I hope are running our country in 20 years. And it's so awesome to see them that it was awesome to see that when there was a need, they went to prayer. Amen.
Well, hopefully through hearing from the youth, your heart is stirred. God wants to do a work. You've heard it clearly from Pastor Shadrach sharing out of Acts 1:8. He wants to use you. Greg said, I did not want to go. I'm not a goer. I'm a sender. And I remember telling him, no, you're going. And he went. And God will take you if you are willing. Some of you are still fighting. Just let go and say, God, like Isaiah, here I am. Send me. And watch what he will do. I'm telling you, cause your heart to be open, your eyes to be open. When you're filling gas, when you're getting your hair cut, when you're at this store shopping for food, people are right next to you that need Jesus. So keep your eyes open, sign up, get involved, go to the prayer meetings, like everything that was already said. So God bless you guys, and just continue, please be praying for Calvary Chapel Hairborne. I can't emphasize it enough. It's not just for us to come in here and share, but God is continuing to do a work. And please pray for Edmund and Martha. All right? So God bless, and welcome Pastor Jeff back up.
Oh, man, I love the youth. These guys get to go with the youth now. Oh, man, I just loved when I got to do that. I got old. Okay, without further ado, you guys know we just got back from Russia. Like I already told you, we got to do something there you're going to see on the screens that we've never done before. In fact, I know that this one club that we went to for 3 nights, I think if you were here Sunday, you saw Pastor Jack. I didn't even see the video, but I think he talked a little bit about the club. Incredibly dark place. I doubt if light has ever shined, spiritual light, has ever shined in this place before. And so without belaboring that too much more, I just want to have the Russia team stand up wherever you're at. Russia team, why don't you guys stand up? Okay, you guys sit down, and I want to have Sarah come up, and Anastasia, why don't you guys just come on up here where the youth were standing. Lisa, I'd like Kelly Hernandez to come up. I'm sorry, Kelly Watts. That was her maiden name. I have it down Hernandez because that was on her passport. Danielle Holt, Lena, Michael McGurr, and Kelly Potter, and Robert Watts. If you guys just come up and stand behind me. And with that, why don't we look at some video of Russia. Wait, stop. Okay, I got to tell you this. This is an incredible story. The first place that we went to, the first couple pictures are a pastor. His name is Stefan. And we went 2 hours out of Hairborne. I'm in Germany now. We went 2 hours out of St. Petersburg. And we went to this little country village. And there was a little church there. It was right across the street from the river. You'll see it in a minute. And Pastor Stefan was a pastor that has currently been there for 8 years. And he was called there because his father, who was the pastor before him, passed away. And so he came and filled the pulpit at 20 years old. But the history of this church is it's been alive and well in Russia for 87 years through communism. Three pastors were martyred to keep this church going. They gave their lives for this church. Stefan is now the pastor of this church. It's growing. But he told me, and we had a translator. He didn't speak English very well. He smiled in English really good all the time. We always smiled really good. But he told me that never in the history of the 87 years of this church has there ever been an outreach and as many youth show up to this outreach as did on that Tuesday, I believe it was. It was the second day we were there. It was amazing, the kids that showed up to this and the ministry that went on. So, yeah, you can start it now. So the first two pictures are of Pastor Stefan and his wife. He has 5 sons. He's grooming them to be pastors, all 5 of them. Amazing. That's him with the leather jacket there on the right. We arrived in a bus. We had clowns for the kids, but we went out into the villages, and we invited people. Probably we got there about 3 hours early before the event, and we just went into the village there, and we invited people to come. I think I heard everybody come back and go, you know what? Everybody I invited came. It was amazing, the openness of the people. Pastor Jack's there giving us all instructions right after we got there. We had a youth event. Sean Cimino and the band there got to play in the church. Really cool little church. Amazing setting. had a river right across the street. And then we just gathered into groups, and we shared the gospel. It was an amazing time. Kids came to know the Lord. Some of the band got out there and skateboarded with the kids. Amazing opportunity. Shad and Joey, an amazing opportunity to do an outreach, a youth outreach over there in this village. Just, I was blown away. The church was standing room only. There was probably at least 200 kids that showed up to this thing. Just absolutely amazing. People gave their hearts to the Lord. Okay, now we're out of this. We're back in St. Petersburg, and we're setting up in the square to try and do an outreach, an impromptu thing we do often over there. It didn't work out. They shut us down, but we got to minister anyway. The Lord brought people. We didn't need music to bring the people in because people just came in. I guess maybe because we were setting up to do something, but we got to do a lot of sharing. Right? It was a very busy metro stop that we got to share at. We went to an orphanage, and after we played with the kids, we had them all line up, and Mitch got to share the gospel with all these kids. It was just an amazing time. So here's the Rock Club. It was a biker bar, you guys. Werewolf bikers, Harley Davidson. There was a river across the street from this also, but it was an amazing place, you guys. You wouldn't have believed it. I made friends right away with the bouncer. Right away. This guy was amazing. But the guys played three nights. We rocked this place for Jesus. They had the smoke machines going. It was an amazing time. After we would play music, Pastor Jack would get up and give a message of hope. And he told me a few times some of the girls with cigarettes hanging out of their mouths in the front row, tears started coming out of their eyes, and their cigarettes fell right out of their mouths. They wound up accepting the Lord. It was amazing. God really poured his spirit out. These guys were like super popular. They got the signed CDs. They were the American band, you know. We had an instant audience with the kids there. They came out to see this American band that come to play. We actually showed a film, The Passion of the Christ, in the background. Some graphic pictures of Jesus being crucified. But it was a definite bar scene, you guys. It was amazing. The music rocked. Pastor Jack just preached his heart out up there. It was just an amazing time. Pastor Dima there on the right translated. There, Pastor Jack and Dima's there on the right. He was translating for him. The kids just swarmed him. We had to, like, get around the band because all the kids came up. They wanted a CD. And the CDs were free. We gave out CDs and hats and T-shirts, and we just blessed the kids that came. A lot of adults came too. It was pretty intense sometimes. Got kind of scary a couple of times. Pastor Jack got the high sign, if you know what I mean, from a few people from the front row a few times, telling him where to go. But we continued to go on. This was the bar section. That was our prayer room. Look at this place. Werewolf. Seriously, it was all bikers. It was all leather jackets and Harley Davidson stuff. But this is where we had our prayer room. Nobody was allowed in there unless they were getting ministered to. And then in the evening, we'd go to McDonald's to eat because it was the only place open. This is Pastor Deem and Alina and their son Daniel. Please pray for them. And this is the team that got to go on this trip. And there's about 8 translators, I think, in there. Just amazing people. We fell in love with them, and we cried all over each other when we left. But just amazing people. So I don't want to talk anymore because I want the team to be able to get up here and share. So we'll go from the largest to the smallest. They kind of set themselves up like that. And so Mike was one of our bouncers. I held on to him sometimes. So, Mike, save me from these people. But it was amazing, you guys. So come on up, Mike, and share. Thanks.
Well, first off, I wouldn't have gone if it wasn't for my good friend Mitch. Mitch Holt had been on a couple of these trips before, and the last time he came back, he recruited me to go and said, next time I got to sign up. So I want to thank him for getting me. I learned quite a few things from this trip. First thing I learned is, with your roommate, mine was Mitch, one of the staples there is cabbage. Don't let your roommate eat cabbage at night. Other than that, there was three really good immediate reasons that I went that I was very happy about. One of the first things was when you get there, you're with a team or a group here of people. I think there was like 35 of us. And immediately you make some relationships and friendships, people that you've seen around church but you've not really known. And so the ability to get to know them real quickly and in those kinds of circumstances is very intense. So the friendships that you make, the bonding, the fellowship is the best you're going to get anywhere. So that was the number one reason. And just that alone was worth the trip in itself. The second thing Jeff mentioned were our translators. These are young kids. They're 17, 18, 19, 21. I think the oldest Christian that I met there in St. Petersburg that really knew the word was the pastor, Demon. He was 31. So you have a very, very young church, yet you have these kids that are very new Christians, very bold, and that was encouraging not only to us, but it was also gave us a chance to encourage them and hopefully help them with their growth. And so I would ask you to pray for them and their continued growth. And then the third thing is just the people in Russia. When you go on a trip, you know, we want to have a heart for the lost. But sometimes it's hard to come up with it in Chino Hills. But once you get out there, I guarantee you get a heart real fast. And the people there were wonderful. And when you're on the street and you're sharing, you really feel that there is a need there. They do need Jesus. And so I can just say from the trip, I saw people get saved, and we saw a lot of seeds planted. So let's just pray for them that more people would come, and we'd see some fruit from that. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sarah. This was my second missions trip to Russia, and it's been 10 years, so I didn't know what to expect, but it was amazing, absolutely amazing. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for those that sponsored, too. We were blessed, very blessed. And it was neat what Mike shared about the team. It was cool because we were so, nobody knew each other super well. We had a few close friends that went, but it was neat to see the unity that God brought us together. One of the coolest things was on the Wednesday night we went to Demas Church for a service and then a kind of a youth gathering. And it was cool because they told us, okay, be ready to share as soon as he's done. And so he prayed and then we all stood up, and then Kelly and Danny and I looked around and we were ready to go talk to someone, and there was like all these little groups everywhere, and we're like, there's no one left to talk to. There's no one to talk to, because our team just was like, and they just swarmed everybody, and it was cool. So we're like, all right, so let's just pray. So we prayed, but it was radical because then we were done praying and we looked around and half of those groups were praying with people because they were leading them to the Lord. So it was neat to see our team, how they just went and grabbed people. And it was rad the friendships that we made. And one thing I was blessed by the second day when we went to Pastor Stefan's church, some of us got to go to a kid's shelter. And we were so blessed. These kids were they're so cute. And we were going to minister to them, to share with them, play games with them, give them toys. And they put on this whole presentation for us of just like Russian culture. They were dressed in their little outfits. And we were blessed. We were like, didn't want to leave. We were so excited just to see how excited they were to see us. And so it was a blessing. We went to bless people, and we also came back incredibly blessed. And it was neat to see the different seeds that God planted and the way he used each one of us in our own different ways, and the club was a really cool experience too. I'm sure you'll hear. So it was a blessing, and I was really blessed to go. I was excited to go. So thank you guys for your support, and it was fun. Thanks.
All right.
Hi, I'm Kelly Watts.
I'm Robert Watts.
I've been in the call for several years, but I had never gone overseas to any missionary trip. Someone in my home run group said to Robert and I, if you guys signed up, I would definitely sponsor you two. So we thought, maybe that's the Holy Spirit, and it's time to go. So we both signed up. Tom said, put your name on and let God take it off. So we did, and then Jeff came to us and said, there's no money in the missions fund, so you have 1 week to come up with $5,000. So we said, well, we got to pray. So we began to pray, Robert and I. And then one day Skip's wife told Robert that God had blessed us abundantly and exceedingly that which we had expected, and we were both going to go. It was incredible. as I told our team when we shared, I went to serve, to work, especially since we had been sponsored, and I went to work alongside translators, and they became our friends and our family. We came to love these people, and we weren't Russians and Americans. We were one in Christ. It was so beautiful, and we left our hearts there. And I want to encourage you all, you know, sign up and go, and God will use you. Together we planted seeds, together we watered seeds, and together we won souls. And in Daniel it says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. So my encouragement to you is sign up. Join the call. Learn to share your faith. Like I think it was Shadrach said, you're not all gifted evangelists, but you're all called to witness. And all a witness has to do is tell what he saw and tell what he heard. Thank you.
Can I still share?
Yeah.
All right. Like Kelly said, we came really... let's see. I got a few minutes left here. So I know that for me, it was a real blessing because I was... couldn't wait to go, be in the call as long as I've been. You know, I felt I was pretty well prepared to go. But I was excited, and like Kelly shared, being sponsored like we did, was just, we put your money to good work, church. Let me tell you, we really did. We felt honored and blessed, and I felt we put it to good work, you know. And like Kelly said, we had our translators, and for me, I was really touched by them. These young girls got up early and met us at the hotel, walked with us, ate with us, and then went home for an hour ride home, and then came back the next morning and really dedicated themselves to us, you know. It was an incredible experience and a good bonding experience, you know. I was at the club. I was at the club one night. We kept saying the club. You know what? That's so worldly, but, you know. I was at the club. And I'm standing there, and you know, me and Kelly, we had some professions of faith during the week, and we're feeling all filled, and this is great. And I'm standing at the side with Mr. Big Mike over there trying to be a bouncer like I thought I was. And I'm standing like this, church, and I'm like this. And all of a sudden, I started to cry because I felt so blessed to be there and to see my precious team and to be a part of God's work and His fingers in moving in this club. And I didn't want to wipe the tear away because I just kind of wanted to let God catch it, you know. But it was really a unique experience, you know. And then the next thing that really blessed me, and I'm going to share this with you, was our little translator named Katya. My dear Katya, my heart is with Katya, and I love this little girl, you guys. I love her like my child. I'm going to read her quick little letter. I'm so happy to meet you. You are both so wonderful and dear and sweet. I just wanted you to know that I was trying to be my best during this week for you to feel good and comfortable. And, you know, she did a wonderful job, and she was just a wonderful translator, and I know I don't have time to read it all, but she calls me her Russian parents, and she's our Russian daughter. So that was a wonderful thing. So I just want to say thank you, church, for sending us, and
yes.
May the Lord bless you all. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I want to talk about obstacles to going on mission trips. When Pastor Jack first announced the Russia trip, I was so excited. I had signed up like 10 years ago, the last trip, and I thought, oh, it's not practical for me to go. So I just went to one meeting, and then I didn't go again. Well, this time when he announced the trip, I was so excited. I almost ran out, you know, the door to go sign up for the trip. But now I have, not only was I just starting school in September, I'm a teacher, but I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And so now it really didn't make sense for me to go on a trip. And then with the money, and I thought, okay, this just doesn't make sense. So I didn't go to the first meeting. But then when my husband found out that I skipped it, he said, you need to go and just see if God's going to take your name off the list or if you get to go. So my heart wanted to go, but my head said it doesn't make sense. So I went to all the meetings. I joined the call to make sure that I could introduce a stranger in, you know, a matter of maybe 10, 20 minutes to Jesus and, you know, tell him the whole gospel. So I did that, and that, getting ready for the trip, was so exciting. And so life-changing that that was worth it, even if I just didn't come up with all the money in time. So I get to go on the trip. God totally provided for my kids, for my husband to be able to have the energy, and that's totally through prayer. We knew that was all. No, he's a great guy, really, but I know it was the prayer that really gave him the strength that he needed to take care of my girls. You know, and then I had other, once I got on the trip, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to be a worker because, you know, my gift's not evangelism. I'm more of, you know, I can do things and I can teach and I can go talk at the schools. So I was really timid and scared, but I watched the translators and they were so young and so bold. And then also one of my teammates, Danny, who's going to talk next, she's a senior in high school. And, you know, when I told her, yeah, I'm trying to talk to this kid at the club, and he, you know, he kind of doesn't want to talk. She's like, well, let's go get him. I'm like, but we don't have a translator. She said, well, grab one. So we grabbed a translator. We took him into the room. She was my total prayer support. She jumped in when I wasn't really there. And the kid, 13-year-old kid in a club at night by himself, gave his heart to the Lord. And it was just, it was a beautiful thing. So I encourage you, no matter what the obstacles, sign up. I encourage you to go.
I'm Danny, and I went with my dad. He's in the back, and he's been twice, so I've heard about Russia since I was, like, little, and I really have always wanted to go, and, like, God gave me the opportunity to go, and I encourage everybody to sign up. I know everybody says that, but really, sign up. It's awesome. And one day I was supposed to do a devotion, because we all do devotions in the morning, and I was planning, and I came across John 3:30, and it says, I will decrease and he will increase, and, like, I wasn't able to do it because we went to university that morning, but that night I was blessed to go to the club, and this girl came up to me, and she's like, do you have a smoke? And I was like, do I look like a smoke? Kind of like thinking in my head. But I was able to give her a track and say, like, oh, the translator said this is better for you than any cigarette could be. And we were able to share with her, like, through that track, and she said that she gave her heart to the Lord when she was little, but she, like, backslidden, and so I was able to share with her that verse, and just encouragement with her because she was lonely, and I was, God totally, like, used my life to minister to her, so, like, whatever situations you've been through, like, think of how God could use you, like, seriously sign up for the next trip. I hope to see your names on there, and thanks.
Hi, my name is Kelly. This was my first missions trip, and it was my first plane flight. And I never wanted to go on a missions trip. I was like, Lord, why are you sending me on this? I don't talk to people. What am I going to do there? So I just want to encourage you guys to step out in faith. And, you know, I was like, Lord, okay, I'll sign up. I'll do the meetings. Of course, the call started the same day as the Russian sign-ups started. So I was like, okay, Lord, you want me to sign up, take the call. And then I didn't have a passport, so I had to get a passport, and it came just in time. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to go. And I just want to leave you with these two verses that the Lord gave to me. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Ephesians 6:19-20. So the Lord will bless you if you step out in faith and go with God. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Lena, and a guy named Tom Worthington talked to my parents about going to Russia, and they asked me if I wanted to go, and I said yes right away, and I was just like, I really want to go. And as we went to the meetings, people kept saying, oh, you look like a Russian, your name is like Russian, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then when we got there, I was like, well, how will I talk to people? Because I never really finished learning the gospel. And as we went through the week, I figured out that God didn't want me to go to share with people. He wanted me to go to pray and to watch a little girl named Kaylee and make sure that she wasn't in the way of her parents sharing the gospel. And so that's why I went.
My name is Anastasia. This is my first mission trip ever. I didn't go anywhere. And with my mom. When I heard first time about this trip, I thought I have to go because I was born in that region. It's my people. and no language. I owe it. If I have this language, God could use me somehow. The different people cannot be used. So I signed up, and then close to mission trip, when I already chosen, I was afraid of it, of course, a little bit. But I was planning to go to Ukraine to my friend for a year, and there's a cure problem that I cannot go to Ukraine, and it's next country next to Russia. And I said, God, that's not fair. I was planning to go for a whole year. My friend is waiting for me, and you know I can't choose this trip over Russia. It's not fair. You can't do this to me. And then I give up. I'm going to Ukraine, and God made a way to go in both countries. So I went to Ukraine, and then I came back. I sent right away my passport with help of my mom, and I went to Russia, and there was a scares. I was scared, and I thought, what I can do? I don't know what to do. I never been in this kind of situation. And in the club, I talked to people with one of my teammates. I'm so nervous that I forgot his name again. And there was 9 people, and we shared the gospel first day. It was like 6 people of them, and then they came back next day with more people. And of course, there was interference and different people, like different kids. They tried to interfere and give kind of questions that doesn't make sense and doesn't have any connection to to gospel that I was talking about. Well, I talk about a gospel, I tell them, and of course, they didn't accept the Lord, but there was people who was really interesting. And when I went away, it kind of broke my heart because I really wanted to share with what I have, and I wanted to them have the same thing in that love. And Pastor Jack said that we are mailmen, we bring a mail, and they choose to answer it or not. Well, thank you.
Amazing. Amazing what the Lord will do with somebody who says, like Isaiah, here I am, Lord, send me. I haven't got the money. I haven't got the time. My boss won't let me go, but I'm going to sign up and see what God does. I'm just watching some of you. You know, everybody's smiling. They're looking at these people, and they're going, I see a lot of people whose heads are going like that, and a lot of them are people that have already been on mission trips because they know what God does and how he changes your life. It's amazing. I just want to share a couple of verses with you guys. Of course, you've all heard Matthew 28:19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're to go. Some say, well, I'm not a goer, I'm a sender. Well, that's okay. I remember a guy named Tom Worthington once said that to me. And he, about 6 months later, I think from then on, went on every single mission trip that we had. In fact, he was bawling on the phone right before we left because he couldn't go on this one because he was on a mission trip in Indiana. So God sent him whether he wanted to go or not. Matthew tells us, Matthew 12:48 tells us, to whom much is given, much is required. And I shared that with you guys a few minutes ago. You guys, we've been given so much, so much. I mean, you go to places where there's a hole in the ground. There's not a porcelain toilet to sit on. I remember talking to some people in some countries that they said, well, where do you live in America? Well, we live in a house. Really? What does it look like? Well, it has this and that. It has a kitchen where you cook, and it has a dining room where you eat, and there's a garage. A garage, what's that? Well, it's a garage is where you put your car in. You have a car? Yeah, I have a car. And you put it in a house? Yeah. Your car has a house? They can't believe it. They can't believe it. Why? Because they still cook in the dirt. Their kitchen is a little hole with some bricks around it outside. To whom much is given, much is required. You guys, we've been given a lot. We're blessed people. We need to be out there pounding the pavement, whether it's your neighbor next door or whether it's the guy with the bone in his nose in Borneo somewhere. We need to be telling them about Jesus because time's short. Also, in Romans it says, Romans 10:13 through 15, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good tidings of good news to a lost world. And I remember sitting in Macau, China one time, in Pastor Rusty's church, and the windows were frosted in the little church down to about that far above the ground. And I remember sitting by the window watching all these hundreds and hundreds of feet going by. Just all different sizes, all different shapes, all different shoes. But I remember watching them going by, back and forth and back and forth. And the Lord gave me this verse, and he said, you know what, Jeff, you're blessed because your feet get to carry the gospel of me to a lost world. And I thanked the Lord at that point, and he spoke to me, and he said, you know what, there's a lot of feet moving in this world, doing a lot of different things, but your feet are special feet because they get to take the news of Jesus. And I want to challenge you today, what are your feet doing? What are they doing for Jesus? When you have your headstone in the cemetery where you're going to be buried, and it's going to have the date, mine's 1956. I'm 50, so you don't have to add it up. It's going to have 1956, and there's going to be a little dash there, and then there's a date on the other side of that. I don't know what that date is. I don't really care what it is. It could be today or tomorrow. It doesn't matter to me. I'm ready to go. But there's a little dash there. What's that dash going to stand for? You know, that dash is like representing your life. You were born, there's a date. You're going to die, there's a date. What's that dash? What's it going to stand for? What are you going to do for the Lord? We do a lot of things. I mean, there's great joy in getting married and having kids and seeing, you know, that's a lot of joy that comes into our lives. But there's no greater joy than doing the Lord's work. There's nothing more satisfying and more joyful than serving the Lord. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So you feeling weak today? Get out there and get busy about the Lord's business. He'll rejuvenate you. He'll give you the strength and the power. And you'll be able to do it in the power of him. Well, I can't. I can't do that. You're right. You can't. Neither could any of these people. We can't do anything, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. So Joey and the band's going to come back out. And I just want to encourage you guys. I counted today, we have 15 missionary families that are out there. They're right on the front lines, you guys. They're out there day and night serving the Lord. Some in Hawaii, I guess there's about 3 hours behind us, so it's 5:30 there. Sun's still shining. And there's some that are sleeping right now. Some that are just waking up. But around the clock, our missionaries are out there. Your missionaries from this church that you guys support are out there, and they're serving the Lord. I want to encourage you, back in on the missions kiosk area, it's on the east side of the foyer there. There's a hallway. It has a big map, and it has cards where you can use those different missionaries. Each one of them have a bookmark. It has their bio. You can read about them. Please pray for them. Use that bookmark in your Bible or your devotional to pray for them. You can email them. You know what? That computer's been back there for a year and a half now, I believe, that we can email instantly all of our missionaries. All you got to do is click, type, and send, and it's gone to our missionaries. I was a missionary one time. I spent a year in Mexico serving the Lord and starting a church down in Cabo. I used to run to my computer in the morning to see if I had any messages from anybody from home. That's the way missionaries are, you guys. And it's heartbreaking when you get there and you think that nobody cares anymore. Don't let them think like that. Get over there to that. There's probably two or three a week. There's 6,000 people in this church, you guys. I want to encourage you. Email our missionaries. It just takes a moment. The computer's free most of the time. Get over there and just send a message. Don't expect a message back because they won't be able to answer everybody back. But I'm looking at a few people here, and they're the ones that are faithful to email our missionaries. Email them. Encourage them. Send them messages of encouragement and Bible as the Lord gives them to you. And pray for them, please, as Joey said, pray for our missionaries. So God bless you guys, and I want to encourage you. There's nothing that's changed my life more than signing up for the call, learning how to share the gospel clearly, and going out and doing it. Nothing will change your life other than getting saved. Nothing will change your life more than that. I want to encourage you this evening to do that. God bless you.
All right. Let's stand as we close.